I'm Chris Foster. A record run of job growth going back 9.5 years is at an end, with the Labor Department reporting 701,000 jobs lost last month. And that survey was conducted before all the coronavirus-related layoffs over the last 2 weeks of March. White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow tells Fox,
"It is not permanent. This is a temporary issue. As it runs its course, the American economy will be ready to snap back. I believe that's going to happen well before the end of the year."
There are more than a million COVID-19 cases and more than 50,000 deaths reported worldwide.
About a quarter of all cases are in the United States, which saw its death count jump by nearly 1,000 between Thursday and now. 4 out of every 10 American cases are in New York State. Alaska is the state with the least number of cases. The U.S. Virgin Islands is the U.S. territory with the lowest incidence.
Fox's Evan Brown. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a pretty nice string of days underway. Today, the warm-up continues. High temperature up near 80. Good bit of sunshine mixed in with a few clouds. Tonight, not quite as chilly. Overnight, low temperature down to 54. Partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow, look for a high in the low 80s. Sunday will be closer to the mid-80s. A sun and cloud mix both days. Rain chances not zero, but under 20%. Then Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, scattered showers and thunderstorms return. High temperatures will be in the 80s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Alabama Department of Public Health is ramping up coronavirus testing across the state. Officials are setting up one-day drive-through testing clinics at the Bullock, Lowndes, and Tallapoosa County Health Departments. You must contact the health department ahead of time to set up an appointment. Lake Martin Community Hospital confirms it's treating 6 patients with COVID-19 from an Alexander City nursing home. Hospital officials say the patients from Chapman Healthcare Center are all in stable condition. And Montgomery police are investigating a shooting that left one man dead and another injured. The shooting happened Wednesday night at the intersection of Polk and Cherry Street. Police say they have not made any arrests. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
The safety and security of your family and property is on your mind now more than ever. For over 20 years, ProLink Security has been here for you. ProLink offers interactive security systems, including cameras, door locks, digital thermostats, and much more. Right now, if you call ProLink at 285-5833, you can take advantage of 3 months free monitoring with new activation and no contract. Call ProLink Security today, 334-285-5833. AESBL license number 475.
The Home Depot is here to help, and we have many ways to help. You can download our app or go online to find the essential products and information you need quickly. You can order what you need online, and we can have it waiting for you at the store. Or we can even deliver over 1 million items free. And we have thousands of how-to videos for the projects and repairs you need to make. We're here to help. The Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means the prescription medication to treat ED is super affordable at 4hims.com. And now get your first online doctor's visit free at 4hims.com. That's right. Zero copay, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. That's really good news. To start your free online visit, go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's FORHIMS.com/joy.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Friday, TGIF edition. 272-9228. That's where we are. Don't forget, Sweet Creek Farm Market has got the $25 Boston butt, $25 for two ribs, slabs of ribs that are normally $18 each, and they have the $5 chicken. And smoked chicken is great. It has a deep, deep flavor. Okay, now I'm reading the part, and it specifically talks about grocery stores. So it asks, does a grocery store have to limit to 10 people or more? So the question is whether the customers are gathering in a large, uncrowded grocery store. For example, where uncrowded grocery store, for example, where the customers may easily walk past one another, it is unlikely that any gathering is taking place, even if many more than 10 people are inside. On the other hand, a group of 10 people congregating in a confined small space over an extended place, that would be wrong. That would be where the manager comes up and says, can y'all break it up here? We all stop playing cards by the produce section. So he's hallucinating on this thing. Hallucinating. Let's go to Paul. Paul, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show on a Friday. Paul.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are y'all?
Very, very good.
Good. Hey, I've got a question about some unemployment.
Yep.
My daughter was furloughed indefinitely. The unemployment that you receive, do you have to hold tax out on that? And if you do, how much?
It depends on how much you make and how much you made so far and also how much you think you're going to make once you get employed. So it's a very difficult question to answer at the beginning of the second quarter of a tax year, but she is going to have to pay tax on it.
Is there just a kind of a general percentage to hold out on that?
It depends on how much she makes. You know, she,
yeah.
You know, if she's single, she can earn basically $8,000 and not pay any tax on it, and then any money above that $8,000 up to $12,000 is or $10,000 is taxed at a 10% tax rate.
Okay, all right, and also is that the same on the $1,200 stimulus that we're going to get? Is
$1,200 stimulus is not taxed?
Okay, all right. Well, that's what I needed to know.
So you take your $1,200 stimulus and take her out to lunch.
Okay. Y'all have a good weekend.
Thanks, Paul. Let's go to Gary. Gary's such a nice guy, they named a city in Indiana after him.
Yes, sir. Well, Dan, one thing y'all forget, Stephen Reed does not have to ask permission. Joe Reed tells him what to do and the governor. The governor, they don't have to. Stephen and the governor is not out here trying to get groceries and trying to help not cause these fights like they had at Walmart the other night. And stuff like that, stirring up stuff. I wonder how many times they've surveyed Stephen. They've got out like our ex-mayors and stuff and used to ride around and you see them out in public. The only time you see Stephen is on TV. Somebody put on there the other night on Facebook after his little speech that if he ran for governor, he had their votes. That's why people don't need the right to vote if they ain't got such stuff to vote. I sit there and listen to the whole thing, Elson and everybody, and I didn't get enlightened on nothing. But that's the thing. I live in Lowndes County. We over here in Millbrook now trying to get some medicine and stuff. But the only thing I can figure worse than living in Lowndes County would be living in Montgomery.
Oh, wow. Well, y'all got a grocery store down there.
We got the AG. Now, that's,
in Haneyville.
Right. Yeah, we got the AG. As long as it's in a can and you want to pay, you come to Walmart, pay 59 cents for a can of kidney beans, or you go to Haneyville, pay $1.79 for
I'm with you.
But the only difference, Dan, I'm having to pay with cash. I don't get food stamps.
There you go.
But now, the price don't matter to a lot of people. And a lot of these stores and everything, my wife says, well, look at them. They don't, is this on sale? And they got 10 of them. Well, if you got them, that little card, you swipe it, it ain't no money out of your pocket.
There you go.
But, you know, if people would just sit down and you just come and see it, like I said, I got 38 acres. I love to stay in the woods. If I could get my groceries airlifted, I would never come to town.
You'd be a smart man and a safe man. Paul, thank you for this. Gary, thanks.
Go back to the creek and they look at the water going down over the rocks. That's life right there. And trust in the good Lord.
Now, there you said the most important part. You have a great day.
You do the same. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Tanya.
Hi, Dan.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm the twice girl. That was last month. The one who likes to do it twice.
Oh, you're right.
Oh, yes.
How could we forget?
Yeah, why do you use that handle?
Wait. No. But listen, I've got some numbers. This morning, I don't know if you watch ONAN News, and they had to wear, they had numbers of people with the flu and everything else. Well, they said that there's, in the United States, 51,000 that has died of this virus, but 210,000 have made it through and they're healthy. So it made me feel a little bit better, but they gave what, how many people had the flu last year, the swine flu back in 2009, and the numbers are worse with those than they are with this.
Yeah, they're not 50, you know, only 5,000 people have passed away in the United States. Not 50.
Well, they said 51.
Yeah, not 51,000.
Well, could it be in...
It could be in the world.
Okay, that may be it. But I feel a little bit better. Hey, you know what? This is a time for everybody to cuddle up, love each other, and, you know, have some fun. I'm doing it.
I'm with you, girl.
Is it possible to cuddle yourself twice a day?
You know what, Joey? You are so cute. I mean, I would have to leave my boyfriend and just cuddle with you, honey.
Oh,
no. I'm blushing.
Well, Dan, I just wanted to call, and I love your show, and y'all take care of
it. I'm spare change over here. Thanks. Have a great day.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Jack Galassini, my old-time friend.
Hey, Dan. How you doing, buddy?
I am great. And you?
Good, good. So let me tell you the story. One of the sponsors in my television show is Victoria's Dress Shop up in Prattville.
Yeah.
A little cute little boutique run by a lady. I've been in her store many a time. There's usually no more than four people at a time in there. Well, guess what? The poor little lady has to close down because of what's going on. So the other morning, my wife and I went into Walmart in Wetumpka to pick up a couple of groceries, and I grabbed one of the people there. I said, you know what? My wife needs an Easter dress. Can I go over here in the dress department and get a dress? You'll go right ahead. I said, you mean to tell me I can buy anything in this store? They said, oh, yeah, go right ahead. So the crazy thing is I expected that the other areas, non-food and drug areas, would be kind of cordoned off. But you could do anything you wanted to do in that store.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. That's why Walmart stock has hit a 52-week high three times when the stock market has been going down tremendously.
Yeah, something wrong with the picture there. It's crazy. I was on the east side of town a few minutes ago, and I said, well, I'm going to stop into Costco, pick up something.
Oh, no.
The line was out the front door all the way past the liquor store.
Yeah.
And just like you guys said, I don't know how many people there were. I didn't even stop. I just drove through. I mean, didn't pick anything up. It just went on. But I don't know how many people were in the store, but everybody outside was about back to belly here.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's creating the problem that they're trying to avoid. I've been in Costco probably five times since we've been doing this. I don't have any problems with that. I don't bump into people. Now, there are a lot of people wearing masks there. I don't bump into people. People don't. I respect their space. They respect mine. Everything's fine and good. But no, Stephen Reed has to go and do the imperial authority.
Right. Well, you know, when I left Costco, then I went by Fresh Market to pick up some salmon.
Yeah.
And I got in and out with no problem.
Yeah, I just went by Fresh Market myself, and there wasn't a line or anything.
Yeah, which makes it great. So listen, next week is Holy Week. Hopefully you'll have a couple of people on that'll make it more uplifting, because Easter's going to come and we need to really appreciate it for what it's worth.
I had that exact discussion. I'm going to try to make sure that during that week, starting with Monday, Thursday, that we really get focused on what we need to be focused on.
Right.
That's God Almighty.
That's right. That's right. That's all that counts.
There you go. That's what we live
Amen,
for.
Brother. Well, you have a great day and take care of yourself.
Love you, brother.
God bless you.
Take care. Red Top.
Good, beautiful afternoon, gentlemen.
It is gorgeous.
It really is. We've got some new pollen coming out that's really wreaking havoc with me, but that's, you know, after a couple of days, you get used to this new strain, whatever it is.
There you go.
Just left Home Depot on Chantilly, three policemen at the front door.
Well, now, that's interesting. I guess that Chantilly is in between Montgomery and Pike Road. Because I thought they established that that was in Pike Road. No, maybe they made this a county thing.
Yeah, well, they are. Well, they must have, because you're right. The line was Chantilly, and Walmart was in the county, and Home Depot wasn't, I think, in the way it originally started.
Right.
And I think somehow they annexed the line, fudged it over about 1,000 feet to get Home Depot in there for the city revenue.
Well, the Pike Road decided that they would split it with the city.
That's what it was. That's what it was. I remember now. No, Montgomery Police. Of course, everybody's nice. We've all been distancing ourselves anyway. We have no hot spots. This is what you get when you got out-of-control Democrats. And I'll say that right now, because Todd Strange, I don't think would have done this unless we had a real emergency.
I can guarantee you Todd Strange would not have done this.
No, because it makes no sense at all.
Yeah.
So this is lack of respect for the citizens, and he's already pulled the occupational tax, which wasn't real popular anyway. So as far as regarding our feelings and what we consider to be fair, this city administration is not going to put us into consideration at all, I have a feeling. And I'm not saying that in a mean way or malicious. It just seems to be that way.
Well, this is a classic example of a big government liberal thinking that government knows best for all the people.
Yeah, and just, you need to announce this stuff the day before if you're going to hit the people with a panic. And if they did, I missed it again. But if they're doing announcements, they're doing it at obtuse times or maybe through media that not everybody has. So I don't recall them saying there was going to be a limit on all retail outlets yesterday. Y'all get ready. Did anybody announce that?
The governor did the retail stores, but grocery stores were not in that. And so let me tell you something, Red Top. And as you know, because you're of the age, you start messing with people's food, people get real intense about that. They want to be able to feed their family.
Yeah. This makes me nervous. While the police presence is so heavy, there's got to be some enforcement policies in there they're not telling nobody out about. I mean, what's going on here? I just think there's a lot of unspoken.
Well, I was told by someone in law enforcement that the mayor ordered all the police officers to the grocery stores.
Yeah, and Home Depot and Lowe's. There were no cops there yesterday. Everybody goes in Home Depot and Lowe's. And just like Jack Galassini just said, everybody's following the rules religiously around here. So I think this is an exercise of power.
I just got something from somebody who knows. Says Walmart and Home Depot and Chantilly are in Montgomery city limits, and they agreed to split the taxes. So it's not one's in one and one's in the other. It's they're both in Montgomery, and then they split the taxes with Pike Road.
Wonderful. Nothing like a little collusion to make us all more free. Damn, I feel the freedom all over the damn place. How about you, Dan? I feel so damn free today, I don't know what to do with myself.
Liberty is running wild today.
I'll tell you, who's having fun, though, is the animals. It's like an orgy out here afternoon with all the squirrels and the birds. I'll tell you, they don't feel no coronavirus. It's the regular spring party is going on.
Wait, what are those animals doing?
Yeah, what are they doing?
They're doing what they're supposed to do in springtime.
Making little squirrels, huh?
They are chasing each other. When you see the squirrels chasing around the tree, that means they are courting.
Good enough.
That's the male chasing the female and the birds and, you know, like I said to a customer. Yes, told a customer last year I had two doves. I mean, I felt like telling these guys to get a room.
I've got to cut your call off. You're becoming
thank you so much, fellas.
Thanks.
See you later. Have
a great weekend. And be back with more Donkey Lori right after that.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
The stock market goes up. The stock market goes down. Right now, the stock market's going. But with Earnest Financial, we're in the money.
Yes, sir.
Can't lose it, honey.
Oh, no.
Lock in your gains and never worry anymore.
I'm not worried.
Don't have to worry.
See there?
But you better hurry.
It's on the ball.
Before that old stock market crashes through more. Call David Earnest. He's the man to get you in it.
Call Dave.
Just write his number down. Get ready. I'll give it to you in a minute.
Call David Earnest at 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Call David Earnest today.
Sponsored by Earnest Financial, LLC.
Napa Know-How.
Whether you're a car guy, or just a guy who uses a car, or not a guy at all, you know the ear-piercing screech of a worn-out brake pad. But thanks to NAPA, you don't need to know your way around a toolbox to get a quality part installed. Because while there are 6,000 NAPA Auto Parts stores, there are also more than 17,000 NAPA Auto Care Centers. So whether you do it yourself or have it done for you, all you need is NAPA know-how.
NAPA know-how!
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcasting. Seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks supporting local business.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Okay, boys and girls, the Hyundai employee that came down with COVID-19 has passed away, adding to, I bet it was in a grocery store, adding to Montgomery County's death toll. Folks, let me tell you something. With what all is going on right now, if you're even considering selling your home, now is a great time to get it ready and prepared to go back on the market when things get normal. And how do you do that? Well, you call Wallace and Moody Realty, and Paul and Christy Mello, Skip Zillow, Colin Mello, they're going to help you set the price. They're going to help you prepare your home. What do you need to get done? They're going to help you in creating a customized, they're going to do a customized marketing plan for you, finding qualified prospects and getting that house ready to go when the market gears back up. How do you do that? You call 334-399-7648, 399-7648. Paul and Christian Mello, Wallace and Moody Realty. Give them a call. They also can do virtual home purchasing where you can take tours. You tell them what you're looking for. They'll send you some videos of homes so you can kind of get a feel of what they're like. You can do everything without even walking in to the home if you wanted to do it that way. But they can get you started very, very easily in the virtual world. Let's go to Donkey Laurie. Donkey Laurie.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're good. And you?
I'm doing great. I'm going to start off. I told Joey this story this morning. I thought I'd share it with you, Dan. I pulled my blinds up this morning, and as soon as I woke up, and my baby cow was right there at my bedroom window. And I was like, morning, Fudge. So I lifted the window, and, of course, my goat had already killed my screen. And I stuck my hand out, and he just started sucking on my fingers because baby cows love to explore the world with their tongue, you know. But it was just I didn't even have a cup of coffee yet, but I was just hanging out with the cow at the window, you know. But just a way to start your day.
Joey, can we relate to that?
No. I can try, I suppose.
Donkey Laurie, I appreciate you sharing that story with me. How are you coping with COVID-19?
Well, I'm doing good, but I will tell you, I just had a really strange experience. That's why I'm calling for the third time today to News Talk Radio. I drive three counties 3 days a week for the animal shelter, pick up donations for the shelter, where we also have supplies that we pick up from Walmart. We don't get our bleach there anymore. Of course, can't find it now. But Fabuloso and stuff like that. Well, I went in the Millbrook Walmart. First of all, there's a line. There's only so many in, so many out. But there was just this moment when this customer is screaming at an employee, got babies crying in the background. The parking lot was full. The store was full. People's buggies are overflowing. And I just had a moment, Dan, and I know that God is so real. And I had chill bumps all over my body, and I started to tear up. And I'm a pretty tough cookie. But I just had a moment of, Lord, what is going on? Because this is weird. You know, this is getting really weird. And people were, you could tell, they're nice people. I'm nice. The two people behind me were nice. We were also nice to each other. But there's so many people on edge, and it's weird. It's an edge. So I didn't realize today when I got up to do my runs for the shelter that we were on this, you know, so many people in the stores kind of thing going on. But after being in Elmore County, Montgomery County, and I saw Chantilly when I picked up from there, and Prattville, Autauga County, it's a little unnerving. It's weird, Dan.
Yeah, I tell you, people are panicking.
And you can feel it. It's in the air. The energy is in the air. And I guess that's what it was. My spirit was picking up on it because not only did I get like chill bumps, but I was like, please don't cry, Lord. Please don't cry in this line, you know, because I don't want to be that person. But I just felt like God's heart was so sad. Like I was just so sad for what, you know, people are freaking out. And I just, you know, I wanted to tell my little baby cow story because it makes you smile, make you laugh. And I'm not going out, Lord. I'm going to, to the best of my ability, I'm going to keep living my life the way that I normally live it. You know, and I'm like, God, they're not going to shut down the feed stores, are they? Because my calf has got to have his food. My donkey's got to have his food. You know, I can't take a can of Spam out there and offer it to them, you know. So I wish we'd all just kind of calm down a little bit. You know, because when people start getting panicky and tempers, you know what I mean? That's when it gets a little weird, you know? It's just, you guys are encouraging me, and I appreciate it, because I'm heading back to the shelter now, but I can promise you, this is the weirdest day yet, being out in the public and among, you know, public and what's going on. So,
well, as the Bible says, we're not called to live in fear. We live in respect and understanding. So,
power and love and a sound mind. And it, like the little girl behind me, you know, she was just trying to be cheerful and people were being so ugly. And I looked at her and said, you know what Dory says? Dory says, just keep swimming, swimming, swimming. So when I went to leave the store, I waved at her and I said, just keep swimming. And she started singing, just keep swimming, swimming. You know, it's a little kindness, a little politeness, a little respect will go a long way during these times.
Amen to that.
You guys stay safe, stay blessed, and I love your show.
Thanks, Laurie. Appreciate you.
Bye.
Do I have to go to break? Breaker. Gonna be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Skies smiling at me. Nothing but blue skies do I see. Blue birds singing a song. Blue skies from now on. I never saw the sun shining so bright. Never saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by. When you're in love, my, how they fly by. Blue days, all of them gone. Nothing but blue skies from now on.
Not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Come on, boy, finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air is open and here for you. Dixie is working with increased safety practices. From our family to yours, let's keep our homes and businesses safe. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress. As a locally owned business, we are happy to announce we are still open, but with limited hours. The temporary hours are 10 to 6, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. We are well stocked with mattresses in twin, full, queen, and king sizes. Several of our factories have closed, but I have three warehouses stocked with hundreds of mattresses and foundations. Special discounts are being given on much of my inventory while supplies last. Serta, Beauty Rest, Jameson, Diamond, and other great brands are on sale. Delivery is still available. With two showrooms on the Atlanta Highway, you do not have to worry about crowds, and our salespeople will respect your space. I still have to make room for construction workers to remodel our store in May, so many floor samples have been drastically reduced. Again, we are open temporary hours, 10 to 6, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. We certainly appreciate your support. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores on the Atlanta Highway, across from the Dairy Queen.
Mr. Hi, this is Don Duncan with Don Duncan's All-American Automotive and Tire. Just want to say a big thank you to Blue Water Broadcasting. They've been a big partner in our success. And again, thank you guys so much for all you've done for us. If you need anything, come see us. Again, this is Don Duncan with All-American Auto and Tire.
The average return on a radio ad schedule is 11 times investment. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how to increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. A record run of job growth going back 9.5 years is at an end, with the Labor Department reporting 701,000 jobs lost last month. And that survey was conducted before all the coronavirus-related layoffs over the last 2 weeks of March. White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow tells Fox,
"It is not permanent. This is a temporary issue. As it runs its course, the American economy will be ready to snap back. I believe that's going to happen well before the end of the year."
There are more than 1 million COVID-19 cases and more than 50,000 deaths reported worldwide.
worldwide. About a quarter of all cases are in the United States, which saw its death count jump by nearly 1,000 between Thursday and now. Four out of every 10 American cases are in New York State. Alaska is the state with the least number of cases. The U.S. Virgin Islands is the U.S. territory with the lowest incidence.
Fox's Evan Brown. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. With all the coronavirus supplies needed across the entire United States, Wiley Sanders needs truck drivers immediately. Be home every weekend and two nights a week. Call 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders needs you.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a pretty nice string of days underway. Today, the warm-up continues. High temperature up near 80. Good bit of sunshine mixed in with a few clouds. Tonight, not quite as chilly. Overnight, low temperature down to 54. Partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow, look for a high in the low 80s. Sunday will be closer to the mid-80s. A sun and cloud mix both days. Rain chances not zero, but under 20%. Then Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, scattered showers and thunderstorms return. High temperatures will be in the 80s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, I'm going to make you happy. I'm going to tell you about something that's going to make my weekend that much more enjoyable. When I'm sitting on my deck tonight, tomorrow night, Sunday night, there's something that's going to not be there with me. One million mosquito. And $1 million. But the reason the $1 million is not there is not the same reason the mosquito's not going to be there. The reason the mosquito's not going to be there is because Mosquito Shield, by the hands of LaVon Russell himself, did it. They have a $29.95 special first application, 334-513-2940, 513-2940, Mosquito Shield. LaVon is his name. Getting rid of mosquitoes all around your house is his game. I had somebody tell me that they would go out and do yard work, and they'd have to do it really early in the morning, because if they did it late in the afternoon, the mosquitoes would like pick them up and drag them off. And he said, now that I've got Mosquito Shield, I don't have to worry about that. I can go into the early evening and do some stuff out in the yard, clip some flowers and things like that. No mosquitoes to worry about. Mosquito Shield, 334-513-2940. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Joel. Joel, welcome aboard.
Hey.
How are you?
Yeah, been doing great, Dan. Joey, I went by Walmart, picked up some steaks for tomorrow night.
What time you want us over?
Well, I can't do it because it'd be more than 10 folks. So, but what I speak to tell you, you don't need to tell them folks in Mug. I'm going to be coming to Elmore or Tioga County. It was like Black Friday over there today because folks are coming up here to Wee Tumper because they can't get into the stores down in Montgomery.
There you go.
And it's a huge crowd.
Really? But, which Walmart were you, the one in Wee Tumper?
Oh, the one in Wee Tumper.
Yeah, wow.
And they don't have a limit yet, but they don't have but one entrance door and one exit door open the other side. But that was as many folks buying other stuff and groceries than it was groceries. It just don't seem fair, like the guy earlier said. Well, I think Jack said it, that he had a woman that had a dress shop, and
yep,
he can't sell, but yet Walmart can. Did you ever hear the ditty about cheer up, ye saints of God? There's nothing to worry about, nothing to make you be afraid, nothing to make you doubt. Just Christ Jesus died for everyone, so what you worried about? You'll be sorry you worried it all tomorrow morning. And that's everybody that's a Christian ought to take that at heart.
I like that. That's good.
But, yeah. Are you still doing Reed, aren't you?
Am I still doing Reed?
Yeah.
Sweet Creek? Absolutely.
Sweet Creek.
Absolutely.
Yeah. How about 11-1?
11-1 for Joel. Absolutely.
You're in, buddy.
And y'all have a great weekend. Don't get in a crowd bigger than 10 folks now.
I'll keep it down to one season, two seasons. Thanks, Joel. Appreciate
okay,
you.
Bye.
Jim, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hello.
Hey, Jim, will you buy me some groceries up there and bring them into my house?
Well, I'll tell you what, quoting Gomer Pyle, people sure are odd. I'll get the Prattville to the Walmart. What's lame?
Jimmy, you there?
And yeah, I got there, and I saw a line, and I said, oh, no, but when I got what it was, they're just directing people into the store in one lane, and then so they keep them separate so they're not walking against each other coming in and out. That was it. And I got right in, got my groceries. There was a lot of people in there, but, it, you know, it's the first of the month, and I got my stuff and got out. But this thing in Montgomery, Dan, is totally insane, and that mayor doesn't know what he's doing. That's almost infringing on your rights. That's coming real close.
Yep, and let me tell you something. That's what happens in government. When you grow up in that world, you think government is the answer to everything. And since he's the mayor, he knows best.
Well, I'm gonna say he's a nut. Now, Dan, I'm going to do one more nutty thing here. There was a woman in the store, an older woman from me with a mask on at the checkout line. She's standing there. She took her mask off and was stretching it out and adjusted, took it completely off her face and put with her hands on it. Then she turned around and put it right back on her face. Now, you know, some people are just ignorant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I agree with Dr. Fauci and others and Surgeon General Adams that it gives you a false sense of security.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to wear one. I'm just not going to do it. I wash. I do everything else. I'm just not going to do that. And I don't think the government can force you to do it. But then again, I didn't think they could tell you could only have 10 people in Walmart either, so. But all the people coming up from are going to be coming up from Montgomery now. You know, he's not only hurting those businesses over there, Dan. He's driving it off over to somewhere else.
There you go.
I'm telling you what. Whoever's giving him advice is terrible. I feel so sorry for the people of Montgomery.
That's me and Joey.
Well, come on up to Prattville, plenty. And I'm stopping by the Chick-fil-A here, getting me a little snack, and I'm headed to Sweet Creek to pick up my two slabs of ribs.
All right.
I'll be picking out on the weekend.
You tell Reed I said hi.
All right. Y'all have a good one.
See you. Carolyn, how are you?
hey, Dan. Good to hear from you.
Good to be heard.
Yes. I wanted to tell you something. I called the mayor's office, and it's not the mayor, it's the governor. You were right the first time when you got on the air a while ago. When you first came on, you started saying it's the governor.
No, let me tell you what he's doing. He's saying that he is following the governor's directives. I read earlier the Alabama Department of Health, who was the one that put this together, and it specifically talks about grocery stores in there. And it says, even though there's a 10-person limit, that is not... is 10 people being together in one place in the store, not 10 people being in the store. So the governor's not doing that. He's interpreting the governor saying that.
Yeah. Well, I see what you mean by that. Then, I just talked to the lady to answer the phone, and she said that it was orders from the governor.
No, if it was orders from the governor, why didn't Mobile, Birmingham, Tuscaloosa, Huntsville, and Auburn doing it?
Well, see, that was going to be my question before I got off the air. I wanted to ask you, how is it then that people are saying they're going to Wetumpka and Auburn and places like that Well, then if it's the governor, if it's Montgomery, it's got to be for the state.
This is so typical of a liberal. He's trying to pass it off to somebody else.
Yeah. So I see what you mean then about the 10 people that, because I was in public over here on Atlanta Highway, but, Taylor Junction, just a couple of days ago. And, it was more than 10 people in the store, and they were not doing all this kind of ridiculous stuff and everything. But so I see what you mean. He's completely misinterpreted it. But he needs to get on that radio or something or call, do something to have her to and get this thing straightened up because it sounds like everybody's getting up in the air, over something that could just be easily rectified in just a matter of, hey.
I think that the better part of valor that I think Stephen Reed will come to his senses hopefully fairly soon.
But see, if I had thought of this idea too, but someone I think just mentioned it. It's the first of the month, and a lot of people buy their groceries then because that's when they get their checks or whatever.
I think that's just compounding the problem.
Yes, exactly. You're right. That's exactly right. You know what it reminds me of? Way back in 73, when Jerry was in the full-time pastor, we went in Tennessee, and anyway, this excuse me, Kingsport, Tennessee, was 30 miles from our Churchville, the little town that we were in there at the First Baptist Church. And so, anyway, the lady would always call Jerry. When we had that thing about the gas thing, and you had to stand in line. I mean, just line up. Remember that when Carter?
Oh yeah, in our license plate numbers. I remember that.
Yeah. And so she would call Jerry, and because she knew he was a full-time minister and had to go to the hospitals and do all those things. He had to have the gas. And then we had two cars, so she would always call Jerry ahead of time and said, my gas thing is coming in like 3 o'clock this afternoon or whatever, my gas load or something like that, truck. And so anyway, just to get over there. And so, Jerry, we never did have to do without any gas and stuff like that because she accommodated Jerry, but just a really nice lady. And but it was really sad to just go by those service stations and just see all those cars lined up.
Oh, yeah, I remember it vividly.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's just a terrible thing. We just got, this whole thing is just a nightmare. And I just feel so sorry for Trump because he's getting blamed for everything. And, and then can you believe Pelosi and them wanting to get an oversight committee for the man is. He is so smart. He has it takes all of them put together. Still wouldn't have a good IQ, to match his. And then to try to say that you should get a general on the thing and all this.
Has one.
Yeah, already has one. That's what I mean. One of the best. That's what. And then Schumer trying to tell him he needs a general on that. It just burns you up the way that they're doing. But okay, then you've informed me of something. I thought I was going to help you out because I was just going to tell you, go back telling them what you said when you first came on. It was Governor Ivey, and then comes up with this mayor stuff. So anyway, but I see what you mean. Well, he just needs to get this thing. There's a big difference in 10 going in the door at one time, and the store is so big. We have one of the smallest Publix over here in the city, they say. I think it's one other one smaller than ours, what one of the workers have told me before. And we're just right over here in this little small one at Taylor Junction, and that store could accommodate a lot more than 10 people in there at one time. One over at the produce and one over at the egg place, where you get your eggs.
Carolyn, I got to go here. I'm up against a hard break. I want you to have a great day.
Well, I know. Well, put my name in for the drawing, too. I got to get out there and see Reed, because he knew Jerry, but he doesn't know me. I just knew his grandfather.
Okay, Carolyn, give me a month and day of birth.
Okay, 12/12.
Got it. Thanks. We're all coming back to you right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV. Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Looking back, watching our kids and grandkids at play creates awesome memories, some better than others. I must admit, I don't much care to watch them play video games or tweet on smartphones. Way too much of that today. Hi, this is Terry with Weedman Lawn Care. Wouldn't the image of our children playing be better if it was them playing hide-and-seek, the baseball games of pickle and 500, or badminton, Red Rover, or croquet? These games only need your kids' involvement and a great lawn for the play space. At Weedman, we can help with both. Go to WeedmanUSA.com to obtain a quote on having us turn your lawn into where children's memories are made. We'll also send you a list of great games and descriptions for them to play. They'll sure get a lot more exercise than just moving their thumbs on a keyboard. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today to begin making more great family memories on your lawn. We use only golf course quality timed release granular fertilizers. And Weedman is recommended over competitors by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and many of your friends and neighbors. Go to WeedmanUSA.com, where memories are made and promises are kept.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Hey guys, don't forget also, Sweet Creek Farm Market has that 10 pounds of hamburger meat, 80% lean, $35 is a really good deal. Real good quality too. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Earl. Earl, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, how you doing, Dan?
I'm good.
I want to tell you about my experience at my bank this morning. Might be a little help to some of you.
Where is your bank?
In Alexander City.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember the name of it. They changed so often. I think it's Valley National.
Okay.
But I wanted to get in my safe deposit box.
Ooh, you
and
can
I called,
go ahead.
I called this morning and asked them if I'd be able to access. Of course, the bank's been closed down for inside traffic a week or so. And they told me it'd be no problem. Said to come stand at the front door and hold up my safe deposit box key, and somebody would let me in, one customer at a time. And when I got there, there was nobody in line, so I was in and out in no time. And the drive-through tellers were backed up, probably had a 15-minute wait, be my guess, in all the lanes. But I was able to get in there and get to my safe deposit box.
There you go. Well, I'm glad you got to be able to do that.
Yeah. Okay.
Have a good one.
Maybe it'll help somebody.
There you go.
Too.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Ernest. Ernest, welcome aboard.
Hey, this is Ernest Claiborne. How you doing, brother? I just want to talk to you about this curfew, the city and the county, and some of these things, and the culture of fear that's coming out of this. Because I'm a retired correctional officer. I'm also a retired military police officer. And you have to be calm in the storm. You have to be calm in the midst of the storm.
I agree.
You know, when you're in a leadership position. And the whole emergency meeting thing, it was just supposed to be about FMLA for city employees. The curfew wasn't even on the agenda. It was just added on. There were no questions asked by the city council. No questions. You can get the minutes. If you want to see everything, I've got it all on my Facebook page, Ernest Claiborne and Tiger. It's just I'm very disappointed in our city council.
Let me ask you a couple of questions. Where were you a CO?
Go ahead.
Where were you a CO?
I started out at Tutwiler. I went to Holman, which is a maximum security prison, level 6.
Been there.
Life without. They've got death row, 200-man state unit. And I finished out at State Correctional Facility.
All right. So how long ago did you leave?
Not too long ago. This is pretty recent, not too long ago.
Was C.O. McQueen still there?
Yes, but I really don't want to talk about that. I mean, that's great, but I'm more concerned about what's going on in the city and the county with them not following certain rules and guidelines. I'd really like to talk about that more than the DOC. I mean, I love the DOC. It gave me motivation to go to the military and do other things, but that's not really, what I like to talk about in this limited time frame.
Well, you've already talked about what your first subject was.
Well, I've got a lot more information. If you want,
if you want to know it, I'd love to be a guest on your show because I think it's really important that we get some transparency in our government right now, city and county, and try to figure out what's going on and sort of calm the storm and empower the citizens because a lot of decisions and things were made outside of the view of the public.
How would you correct that?
Well, one thing we have to have is transparency. We have
how would you do that then?
Well, what I do is, like we're having meetings, even if it's an emergency meeting, let's see it. Let's see what it's all about. The meeting lasted a little bit more than 10 minutes, and most of it was dedicated to FMLA, so the decision for this curfew was made in less than a minute and 30 seconds. And there was no discussion by the council at all.
Okay,
I have all that.
So what are you going to do to get them to not do that?
Well, we've got to put pressure on them as citizens.
How would you do that?
May I answer that, please, sir?
Yes.
We put pressure on them as citizens when they came up with that bogus thing where if you give somebody money who's homeless, you go to jail. We put pressure on them as citizens when they changed the retirement insurance for our retired firefighters and other city employees, and they changed the policy. We put pressure on them when they came up with the policy that if you're homeless and you can't handle, you go to jail. So it seems to me when the public gets involved and they show up and they voice their opinion, we get changed. So we need to show up and voice our opinions. It's a little different now because we can't gather, so it's a digital battle. So what we've got to do is reach out, communicate with each other, and we got to be our own heroes and do what's best for the citizens of Montgomery City and Montgomery County.
Ernest, I want to thank you for the telephone call.
Thank you for the opportunity, brother. I appreciate it.
Have a great day. We're going to be back right after our top of the hour break.
Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
News, I'm Rich Dennison. Hundreds of sailors aboard the aircraft carrier Theodore Roosevelt cheering Navy Captain Brett Crozier after he was relieved of command.